Chapter 5. Mercy went along too. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24, verse 15. Mercy became restless. The neighbor ladies shrugged their shoulders. They did not understand why Christiana changed. Christiana saw this and shook her head. When you came in, I asked you, if you came in the name of God, I now notice that you did not come in his name. Therefore, I ask you to please leave again. Mrs. Timorous gave her a nasty look. Then she tried to pull Mercy along. Come, just leave Christiana alone. She does not listen anyway. She does not even want us to be with her. At first, Mercy did not say anything. She did not agree with Mrs. Timorous. She shyly looked from the one to the other. Then she felt pity. If Christiana must go alone, then I will go with her some distance. I want to help her, she thought. But this was not the only reason that she wanted to go along. She had to think about Christiana's words. These made her very restless. How will it be with my poor soul if I will not go along? I would like to talk with her some more. I want to know if this is the true life. If I feel it is true what she is saying, then I want to go with her also. Neighbor, she said, this morning we went to Christiana for a visit. But now we heard that she is going to say farewell to her country. I want to go with her for some distance. The sun is shining nicely. This way I can help her when she begins her journey. Mercy did not tell her that there was unrest in her heart. Shocked, Mrs. Timorous looked at her. Are you going to act so foolish too? Oh, beware. Now everything is still well. Soon you will be in the middle of difficulties. Mrs. Timorous went back. Then Mrs. Timorous turned around. Taking big steps, she returned home. She immediately called her other neighbors. They were Mrs. Bat's Eyes, Mrs. Inconsiderate, or Thoughtless, Mrs. Light Mind, and Mrs. Know Nothing. Now listen to this, she called out. Curiously, they gathered around her. This morning, I did not have much to do and thought, I will go to Christiana for a visit. I knocked at her door and heard her say, if you come in the name of God, you may come in. I thought right away, what is happening here? When I walked in, I saw that she was getting ready to leave. She wants to leave our city together with her children. I asked, what are you going to do? Then she told me that she was going to take the same journey as her husband. She also had dreamed a dream, and she told me that she received a letter from the king of the country she was going to. It was an invitation to come too, she said. Really? Do you think she is really going? Mrs. Know Nothing asked. Yes, I know this for sure. I could not hold her back. I even told her that it would be a way full of difficulties, but she knew that already. The bitter always goes before the sweet, she said. Well, then you know already. She is so stubborn. Oh, what a blind, foolish woman, Mrs. Bat's Eyes called out. She knows what all happened to her husband. That was terrible, wasn't it? Do you know what I think? I think that Christian would love to come back again. And when he will be back in our city, he will be content with everything. Then he will never go on such a dangerous journey again. She should not be so foolish. What is the use of having such a strange person in the city? Mrs. Inconsiderate asked. She imagines so much. Away with her. Then we are nicely rid of her. Please, do not let her live here any longer. Imagine that she would be so difficult here all the time. Then you cannot live peacefully with her any more, can you? You yourself would become very sad, too. I cannot be a nice neighbor to her any more. She talks so strangely. Who can stand this? Let her go. I will never be sad about it. Hopefully, a better neighbor will move into her house. The world has never been a better place with such strange people. Up until this moment, Mrs. Lightmind never said a word. She did not feel like talking about these kinds of things. Let us talk about something else. I know something interesting. Good idea, the other ones nodded. Well, she continued, yesterday I was at Mrs. Wanton's, or immoral, shameless. Did we ever laugh? We were just like a bunch of young girls. And then surely you will know who all were there. Ha ha, me of course, but you knew that already. And for the rest, Mrs. Love the Flesh, and three or four other ones. Who? The other ones wanted to know. Mrs. Lechery, or Lust. And Mrs. Filth, of course, Mrs. Lightmind answered. We had fun, because everything there was designed to give us an enjoyable time. I dare say that Mrs. Wanton had a great upbringing. She took really good care of us, and Mr. Lechery is a friendly guy. Explanation. One neighbor lady went along. Mercy. Merciful people are people who like to help others. At times their heart may burn with pity for other people. Mercy was like that. This does not mean she had this from herself. No, she received it from the Lord. Now, she did not want to let Christiana go alone. She sincerely wanted to be with her to help her, just like Ruth, who wanted to go with Naomi. Did she then go along only because she felt pity? No, that was not the most important thing. Mercy had listened to Christiana's words. This caused unrest in her heart. She understood that Christiana was right. If we stay here, it will be lost. Do we sometimes have unrest in our heart too? The other neighbor ladies thought about this differently. These were women who did not want to think about Christiana's words. One neighbor lady had a very strange name. Mrs. Bat's Eyes. A bat lives in the dark. It cannot stand light. She was actually very blind. She saw nothing of the danger in which she lived. Also, Mrs. Know-Nothing knew nothing about the journey. And Mrs. Lightmind only thought about fun things. She did not want to think about the Lord. She found that too grievous, just like Mrs. Inconsiderate. She just never thought of eternity. We are no better than these ladies. It is terrible if these names fit us too. These women wanted to laugh, and they wanted to play. What did they want to play then? They wanted to experience sinful things with their bodies, playing with sin. At their feast, they met Mrs. Love the Flesh, Mr. Lechery, and Mrs. Filth. When are you fleshly? When there is nothing of the Lord in you, when you only do what you like. What is lechery? then you only want to do things which are not allowed, sinning with your own body and with the body of someone else. Music often wakes up that sin. They danced with pleasure. These people were not going along with Christiana. They stayed in the city of destruction just a short time, and then the city will be destroyed.